Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabett, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
to God's unchanging hands. He never leave us nor forsake us. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning where the word of the Lord comes alive. We start by to say thank you for your grace, your mercy, your compassion, your love, how you kept us as we slept in slumber on last night. And we come this morning and say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up, clothing in our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. Oh, we come to hold on to your unchanging hand. You change not. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You the same yesterday, today, forever. You change not. And we say thank you. Oh, we come with humble hearts this morning and stretched out arms to welcome you to rule and reign in our lives on today. Rule and reign in our services on today. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning. We lift up the visionary of this line, Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews, to you, Father God. We ask you to continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far. Strengthen him with your strength, with your peace, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to say thank you. Oh, we lift up Mom and Dad Matthews to you tonight, today, Father God. We ask you to continue to pour strength into them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover the whole entire Matthew family, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Cover the whole entire Matthew family in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover Aretha, that faithfully works behind the scene. Cover her and her entire family, Father God, that no harm or danger will come to them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you healing, restoring, repairing, redeeming her nieces right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you know respect a person, you know respect a healer. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to plead the blood, the healing blood, oh, the atmosphere today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name. Because you said if you would be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be glorified. And we say thank you. We welcome you in our service at Restoration International Ministry today, God. Texas, Harvey, have your way in our service, God. In the name of Jesus, cover every member individually and collectively right now in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you. Draw in families by your Holy Spirit. Draw in men by your Holy Spirit where they could be a help to the prophet, to the elder, to the deacons right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your blood that you shed it on Calvary for each and every one of us so we could live and have our being. And we say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Father. We thank you for keeping your arms around them, Father God. Even baby Michael, Father God. Oh, continue to strengthen his little body, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, you greatly to be praised. Oh, we just come to say hallelujah. We come to worship you with spirit and in truth today. Because if it had not been for you, what would I be this day, God? I just come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being our daddy, God. Thank you, Lord God, for looking down on each and every one of us, God. Thank you that you don't hold our past against us. You remember it no more. We say thank you. Help us to forgive ourselves right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, order our footsteps today, God. Oh, we say thank you, Father. We cover every airplane, every train, every bus, every car, every mean of transportation day with the blood. Keep them in your keeping care, that no harm or danger will come to them on today. And no other day, God. We are blessed going out. We are blessed coming in. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He changed not. Hold on in the name of Jesus. He never leave us nor forsake us. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come to say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for being our shepherd today. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You're providing all our needs. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You provide needs of healing in the hospitals today, in the sick rooms on today. You're providing healing. You're providing strength. You're providing peace. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Because it's not about me, it's all about you, God. It's about me doing your will and your way, God. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Always just say thank you. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God. Continuously to cover them and keep them, God. Continue to supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Cover St. Louis from top to bottom, side to side, corner to corner. Right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just say thank you. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name. We just say thank you. Hallelujah. Mother Allen and her family, Father God, continuously pour strength into her right now, God. Oh, we just bless your name today. We just magnify your name today. When I look back over my own life, I can truly say that I am blessed. I am a walking testimony. I'm overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Anything in our path that's crooked, your word, so you're making it straight. You restoring, you repairing, you redeeming what the canker worms and pommel worms have taken. We say thank you. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've been good to each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord. You've been awesome and amazing to J.R., Father God. When I look back over J.R.'s life, where you brought him from, he is a walking testimony. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way. Have your way. Oh, we bless your name today, God. We just say thank you for this new day, God. We cover the homeless in every city and every state. Peace in Israel right now, God. Your peace, saturated with your peace right now, God. Jerusalem, saturated with your peace, God. That only you can do, God. Your right hand holding us all up, and we say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your peace that passes all understanding. You tell us to cast all our care upon you because you care for us. So we come this morning in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Cast all our cares, the world care, on your shoulders. It's equipped to carry every burden, every weight, and we say thank you. Oh, we just come empty of ourselves today to be filled with more of you, Father. So we're going to hold on to your unchanging hand. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Thank God, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's that time again. It's time for the Family Values Conference 2023.
The Family Values Conference 2023.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Happy birthday, sir.
It happens October 27th through 29th. Live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois.
The conference and the birthday celebration all in one.
The theme,
go big or don't go at all.
Family Values Conference
2023.
It kicks off Friday night, October 27th at 7 p.m. with Bishop Kenneth Franklin. Saturday morning, October 28th at 10 a.m. with Dr. Curtis Bozeman. Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Get ready for Bishop James Bolton.
Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Get ready to celebrate with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews.
And again, we say, come and be anointed. Come and be moved.
Registration for this conference is free. All are welcome to attend. For more information, call 877-912-2027. Call and register now. We want to see you there.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoreyou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
He is jealous for me.
am unaware of these afflictions, eclipsed by glory. And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us.
Set me free. the devil try to take me out. Lord, you saved my life, and you deliver me. You changed my heart, you changed my mind. Oh, you deliver me, you set me free, and now I can live again. Because you saved my life. Yes, Lord, you saved me. When the enemy came to take me out, but you says no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And God, I thank you now. I thank you so much, God. You spared my life. You give me hope again. You deliver me. You set me free. You turned my burden into blessing. My sorrow became joy. My pain became my strength. My nothing became something. Nowhere became somewhere. Down became up. My least became the most. My worst became the best. Because you saved my life. You saved my soul. And Lord, you set me free. And I can live again. I can live again. I can live again. I can live again. Yes, I can.
God bless you, and I welcome each and every one of you all on this day to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. While you're coming on in, those who have followed me, please share quickly. There is a word from the Lord, and surely we honor the Lord for all that he's doing, and we thank you for joining us far and near on today. We're going to be dealing with some very important information, and surely it's going to be a blessing to your life, destiny, and ultimately your purpose. We will prophetically share a few things with each and every one of you all, but what's important now is the critical timetable that we're in. And everything you're dealing with is a prophetic timing and a timetable that we're in. So you want to share with others that they may be blessed and that you may be put on notice. Many of us, we're still following the political narrative of the world, and we're looking and viewing from many different point of view. However, I want to bring it straight to you prophetically and directly so that you can understand what is befalling us as a nation, a world, and a civilization. And ultimately, you're getting ready to see the shakening of the manifestation of things in the land and concerning nations. Those of you who are joining me blogside, bless you on today. And those of you who are joining me via other social platforms, we thank you for connecting with us as well. And certainly we don't take it lightly, position and your place in the land. So we honor the Lord for you, you and you on today. And thank God for you on this day. Thank you, the prayer warriors, intercessors, kingdom leaders who have came forth and ministered the word of God, whether through word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement. And the list goes on. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. Certainly we thank God for you, all that you're doing and all that you're standing with us and standing in the gap with us doing, connecting at this time. So we blessing the Lord for you, you, and you. And as you're coming on in, bless you on today. Once again, we honor the Lord for many things he's doing, excuse me. And I know many of you have been praying for me. Continue to do that. It is important that you do that. Weather has shifted in many different climates. However, I've been through different climates over the last several weeks and months. So it is a unique timetable that we're in and temperature movements in the land. All right, those of us who are covenant partners, virtual members, those who are friends to the ministry and to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and Restoration Destiny Center, both in one church and two locations. I certainly know that you all are going to be blessed today. You all get a four-course meal on 7:30 in the morning, and certainly when I'm in one or the other location, you all are blessed by a word from the Lord. We want to prepare you for our upcoming event this week. It will be our celebratory event this week, 2023. We're looking forward to a powerful time on this coming Friday. It's going to be a powerful word from the Lord, and many kingdom leaders from around the United States and probably the world will be involved and with us. This is going to be a great time in the Lord, and I'm looking to see you and you in the place and in the building. And certainly we're looking forward to a great time in the Lord and the things that God is doing for yourself, myself, and many, many other. As we're connecting and bringing together so many things, I know that this today is going to literally solidify many things for many of us and to give you a clean cut description of what we're seeing and viewing and experiencing right now in this period of time. And that's why I'm asking each and every one of you all, if you would share it with others that they may be blessed as well too. You want to share this with others on today. It appears that when it comes down to the word, so many times we have many things that are trying to shift us. But how many know that through the word of God, nothing can shift the people of God? All right, pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing. We thank you for the timetable for what you have for us. You're blessing us, Lord, and you open up our heart, mind, and soul to the reality of who you are, what you are to us, in us, and through us. And so today, Lord, engage us into the secrets of the kingdom for which you have ordained before the foundation of the world. You said in your word, Father, in Jeremiah 33:3, if we call upon your name, you will answer us, and then you will show us, reveal us, great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God, we thank you right now for being a revealer of all things, God, that we don't walk around saying we're discerning and actually suspicious. God, we thank you right now for a prophetic voice that will ignite the earth realm, God, and bring everything into the reality of who you say that we are. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I bless the Lord for you. Now, I want to share this with many of you. Over the last 8 years of my teaching, especially if you follow me on Blog Talk Radio side, and now the Facebook Live, I have been revealing and sharing with nations, peoples, communities, and world many events that are going on now in 2023. And over the last 8 years, let's take a scenic view. We go through a scenic view, the revealing of events and really understanding the events in totality of what's going on now. So many people are oblivious to what's really going on, especially as it relates to the world events in a civilizational covenant that we're in. So I wanted to share with you from that point. Also, I've been sharing from the book of Daniel for approximately 7 to 8 years on our Blog Talk. And so if you go over to my Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Laron Matthew, you might have over 1,000 teachings on Sundays that I've been sharing as it relates to the life of Daniel, the book of Daniel, the history of Daniel. When most people study the book of Daniel, they study the book of Daniel based upon chapter number one of the book of Daniel, when it specifically, or it talks about Daniel, his life. And usually when people read the book of Daniel, they read it from Daniel's fast, a fast that Daniel had. The book of Daniel is considered theologically a book of what we call apocalyptic events. And when you hear theologians or scholars talk about Daniel, they talk about it from that event. Now, when you look at the word apocalyptic, It's actually a Greek word, which means apocalypse. So how is it that the book of the word apocalyptic could be connected to an Old Testament book when the Old Testament is written actually in what we call Arabic, Hebrew, written from the hieroglyphic in the scrolls? And actually many of the hidden secrets of the Old Testament, which are 39 books, which solidify what we call stripes. When you read it from a Christology standpoint, of what we call Christology, that's the study of Jesus' life, death, burial, his resurrection, and ultimately his power. Now, Yeshua will be what we call Christology. He will bring us to understand humanity from God's deity. The 39 books of the Old Testament are what we call theology, the study of God himself, or the study of eternity that God gave to humanity so we can reveal it through his deity in the gospel. And everything is revealed through mankind who are not, who walks in a place of purity and walks in a place of knowledge and understanding of the inner me, the inner I of us, so that we can clearly be able to give a description of events based upon the word of God. Whether it's theology, the 39 books of the Old Testament, whether Christology, the four books of the gospel, and anything after that, which we would consider pneumatology, that is Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit revealing. And then eschatology will be considered revelation. And revelation will tie it all in when it comes to ultimately understanding the details of events. Now, as a teacher of the Word of God, I want the people to know many churches in the world today are in a famine. They're in a famine because many ministries have reached a level where they cannot actually reveal to humanity the secrets of what's going on in today, modern day society. They can't really tap into this spiritual dimension because many have bowed to Baal, Ichabod's are on doors, folks have died and passed away, and many people have decided to just quit. Statistically, in ministry today, the average lifespan of a man or woman coming out of the university is 1 to 4 years in ministry. And once they walk away, they don't look back at all, period. The average clergy today, in terms of friendship, or 73% of clergy today have no friends. And you see the alarming rates of ministry and what it takes. The stress level of ministry is high. The divorce level of ministry is a little bit over 52% and rising. Why? Because to do what we do in ministry require one to have a life literally of solitude. And if you're going to be married in ministry, you have to have a mate that literally match and understand her responsibility in the role of ministry. And if you're a woman in ministry, the level of stress that's on your femininity part of you that have to deal with masculinity roles are horrendous, and your lifespan is very short, or your appetite changes and the weight gain because of the pressure and the stress of being in a heavy loaded position that you're in, and to carry that load is gigantic. Now, the generation right now that we're dealing with as it relates to receiving mantles are actually afraid of this generation. Mantles of great leaders and mantles of great fathers in the gospel are afraid of this generation. Why? Because those mantles that are out there, they are not ready for them. And so mantle holders who are holding on to mantle, God is expanding their life because they're able to understand biblical life. They understand moral principles, and they understand the value of the kingdom of God. And so as I'm sharing today, I'm bringing you to understand what is happening now, what is going on now. And for many of you who are planning to enter into ministry, you must be able to understand the cost of this. And as when I say the cost, you have to understand that there must be a grace on your life, while it must be a responsibility, a moral principle that you're carrying for your life. So the book of Daniel that I was sharing is encrypted in many codes, the book of Daniel. It housed many codes. That's why when it comes to reading the word of God and understanding the word of God from what we call the four books of the 39 books of the Old Testament, the first five, what we call law. 12 is called history. 5 is called poetic, and 17 is prophetic. But what's pivotal is the five major books. Many people say there's five major prophets. It's not. It's five major books. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation is a contemporary of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Five books, four prophets. These were major prophets because each of their names solidified what the name of God is, Elohim. Isaiah means Yahweh is salvation. Jeremiah means Yahweh, or his name means Yahweh is exalted, uplifted. Lamentation talks about grief, sorrow, pain, anguish, lamentation. Ezekiel means Yahweh is God's strength. It's God's strength. Daniel book lets us know that Yahweh is judge, or God is judge. Now, you're going to find out today as I share with you, because I'm trying to share it on my phone, and Facebook had me blocked from sharing anything on my phone right now, so I want to invite others to come in, other leaders of the ministry, to come on in and join them. I've been trying to share it for most of the morning, so I need you, if you can, you would be so kind to share it with others for me as well, because every time I attempt to share, I'm hindered. But nonetheless, none's going to stop us from revealing to the people what needs to be revealed, and I'm going to move quite quickly. So when you read, well, let me share this with the world so people could know. Our United States government and have what we call the FBI, the CIA, and they all play important roles in the governmental system, okay? And what you have to understand about our government is that the CIA, which is called Central Intelligence Agency, FBI, these are all people who monitor the social media platform, and many watching me right now, they love when I come on. They love when I come on because what I do is I share and reveal secrets that their database don't have and information I reveal to them. I'm not connected to any agency outside of what they call their investigation, their search, their study, or their background, or when they monitor people, they don't have nothing on me. So all of my information that I reveal to you comes from the mystery. So under the government, United States government, they have departments that investigate what we call, they investigate certain people. And they will investigate political people, those who are shaking things up. Then they have They have people monitoring events in communities, whether you're Italian, Greek, so they can know what you're doing and monitor you. And then under my event, under what we call religious, under the religious systems of the world, they monitor each. So they would monitor all the churches. They monitor political leaders. They monitor those who are in the educational system. So they monitor you, and they monitor what you do. Now, under the monitoring system, I'm considered, from the world standpoint, is the prophet that carries secrets. I'm monitor. I'm known as the exhibit that carries secrets that no one knows. I'm considered a prophet that carries secrets under religious banner. Now, they have other religious leaders that they cover. They investigate them and monitor them based upon how they reveal knowledge. I'm considered under the government as the exhibit, the prophet that carries secrets. So what I reveal is secret stuff that no one talks about. Other prophets are doing it in other countries around the world, and then there's some that are following me, and they take what I share and reveal it to others, which is fine too. It's good. But it's a cost. You got to understand that. So as I broke the code of 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023, it is important to understand what's transpiring right now in the earth realm as it relates to this timetable, this dispensation, this hour, and in this civilization. And so everything is connected. So when you read what I've been sharing over the last 6-7 years in the book of Daniel is breaking the code of the book of Daniel, so each and every person that read it, study it, will have a clear understanding of the book of Daniel as it relates to its events. So the book of Daniel is considered apocalyptic book. It's called an apocalyptic book. And the reason why the book of Daniel is considered apocalyptic book, because in the translation of the word of God, when you read it, because when you read the word of God, this is not infallible. It is a translation of the word of God, especially after 1604 to 1611. Between that time period, you have to understand 1611 completed the English version of what we call the King James. It completed. So you have to stay with me and take notes, and you have to be really keen now, and I'm opening you all up prophetically. 1611 to 2011 is 400 years. That's a 400-year period. And between 2011 and 2023, that's a 12-year period. So you have 400 years, and between that is 12 years. So they have 12 years, the 12 years, the 12 stones, the 12 tribes to bring us into Israel right now. Everything is about Israel, but who did it? It's the colonial systems of the world. Everything was shifted. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, prepared many of you all for the Trump that will be sound when he stood before the Episcopal building in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, in front of what? The Episcopal Church. The Episcopal Church is ran by the Church of England, who was Queen Elizabeth before she passed away September 9th, I believe, 2021, and her husband passed away April the 9th, 2021, and she passed 2022. And so what you're actually, yeah, 21, yeah, I think it is. It's in that window. So passing away. So what you have here is you have events that are unveiling, and it's emptying out. That's why I call it, we're in a exodus, but we're in a civilizational covenant now in the earth realm period. We're watching events that are going on. And what you're watching in the United States government is there is no Speaker of the House. So it's chaos in the House of Representatives. There's almost lawlessness in the Congress. So they can't make any decisions. So what they have is going on in from the White House as it relates to it's a decoy of what's going on over in Israel. Israel became an actual state in 1947. So I'm going to show you something between 1947 and 2023. And I'm going to reveal to you the code so you can understand why it's apocalyptic events now and things are happening right before your eyes, right before your eyes, and all of the distractors that are going on at this time, all of the events that are happening over in Ukraine. Ukraine is not winning the war. Russia is winning the war. Ukraine ain't doing nothing. They can't do nothing. They don't have the power. That's why they keep coming for money. They're not winning the war. It's not a war that's been won over in Ukraine. Now, let me take you here so you can understand. Now, if you're looking at the timetable, and many of you, I want you to understand the timetable. If you're watching the timetable, this is important, the timetable of 1947, to now, 1947, 1957, 67, 77, that's the 30 years when Jimmy Carter became president in 1977 after Gerald Ford, he beat Gerald Ford, and Gerald Ford was under, he took over as Richard Nixon vice president, president when Richard Nixon resigned because he was going to be impeached for the Watergate scandal. But there was another vice president under him. He resigned as well, too. Carter became president in 77, 78, 79, 80, and then 81 when he lost against Ronald Reagan. There was a major meeting at that time concerning the Palestinian leadership, Israeli leadership, and Egyptian leadership, and then Jimmy Carter. They met at Camp David. They was resolving what was there. That was after 30 years of them being in a political position. Now, it was Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, PLO President Yasser Arafat, and Jimmy Carter. They signed a treaty that was 30 that was they signed a treaty in 78. Now, between 1947, 57, 67, 77, 87, 97, let me take 2017. You're watching prophetic timetables, 2017 prophetic timetable. Now listen to this, 2017 prophetic timetable. Did y'all see that bloom go through my face? Did somebody see some bloom? Did anybody see some blooms blooming through this? I don't know if y'all saw that. Did anybody see that? I don't have control. I told you. I'm telling you. I'm revealing a lot of things so you can know. I told you unusual things happen. But I ain't nothing to do with those blooms, y'all. I'm telling you. When I'm revealing stuff here, I'm telling you. Listen to me, people of God. I want you to hear this. I'm revealing stuff to the world that folk don't even understand what's going on. They have to even, see, even themselves, they even, the people who monitor this, they put balloons up because they just like, wow, they know what I'm revealing. Okay, so between, and we're talking about 2017, so that was 70 years. Now listen to this, 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-23. Now listen to this. 23. What do you have? You got 76 years. I want everybody to listen to this. There's 76 years. The 76 years. It's a 76 years. Now listen to this. That's 76 years. Now, between 1947, when Israel became a state, to 2023, that's 76 years. Now, I'm going to show you that what's going on is all within their own wall. You're talking about Zionists. You're talking about the change. You're talking about where the Revelation talks about the synagogue of Satan. Now, you're talking about 76 years. We're talking about 76. So, if you look at that 76 years and you see the timetable that we're in, let's connect 76. You ready? Let's connect 76 to this. Look at this. What do you get? You get 1776. All this is about what colonial systems is all about. 76 years is all about what was 1776 was all about, the colonial system. So what you're dealing with now is you're dealing with what was behind the wall. All that was established in 1776. Independent, Constitution, Philadelphia. So when you read Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 7, when they talk about the seven churches, excuse me, the seven churches, what they're explaining to you via the seven churches is this. Follow me, because you got to understand, you have to understand the Bible as it relates to biblical phenomena, okay? Okay, if you're talking about the seven churches at Asia, what you're dealing with is seven continents. Those were the seven churches, seven continents. The church at Philadelphia was considered the perfect church. Well, Philadelphia was actually the state capital of the United States at that time in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So what I'm revealing to you today is that everything you're seeing is behind the wall. It's the colonial system that has created all of these things. Now, what you're about to engage in, you have to know everything started in the original capital. What you're hearing and understanding is in 1611, King James, who were part of the colonial system, they needed a translation of Bible so it can make it the English standard so they can understand. Everything is done with an encryption. But here's what that word of God says in Revelation 3 and 7. So you can understand the secrets and know that it's being revealed in an earth reality to you. All right, let's go here. Revelation 3 and chapter number 7. And I'm going to lead you up to what you're seeing right now. Revelation 3 and verse number 7. My computer over here is really revealing some stuff over here as I'm sharing some stuff to many of you all. Now, it said, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things. These things said he that is holy, he that is true, and he that had the key of David, the Davidic lineage, the Judaic, who that had the key. You must understand the secrets or the key of the Davidic lineage, David lineage, the key, the secret, the original secret. He that openeth no man shut it. What I'm revealing to you, I'm opening you up to the doorway and the gateway so you will understand today what you're watching is you're watching the original, the civilizational covenant being in full manifestation from 2019 all the way up to this point has all been a setup. Now listen to this. 2019, 2021, 2022, 2023, all are connected to what you call lamentation. Five, lamentation, grief, sorrow, anguish, parents weeping, loss of child. Isaiah is what? Isaiah means Yahweh is what? Salvation. The 66 chapters of Isaiah is encrypted to understand the 66 books of the Bible in detail, all 66 chapters. 52 books of Jeremiah means Yahweh is uplifted and exalted, meaning the 52 weeks of the year. Now, you have to understand those who know how to reveal the 66 books will be able to understand the 52 weeks of the year. And if you don't, you will go through what we call lamentation. You will go through grief, sorrow, pain, anguish, frustration. Ezekiel means God's strength. If you can get past all of what's going on now to get the strength of God, 48 books of Ezekiel, which are written in the first person, will begin to reveal to you everything that is written based upon Daniel. So Ezekiel means God's strength, but is spoken from the first person, means son of man. He is speaking to us who will be transformed into what? We will be considered son of man. We will operate under the umbrella and the authority, not titles, but we will operate as sonship. Ezekiel is all about sonship and men and women of God being able to operate in the position of sonship. We are covenant to God. So that when you read the book of Daniel and you understand the apocalyptic book, which is the apocalypse, it's Greek, you'll understand what's going on in the world as it relates to what's getting ready to be revealed from Vatican City, from the Catholic Church, Catholicism, and all of the ancient secrets that was taught by the Moors to the European people. Everything is being revealed now. And so United States Congress is what goes around, comes around. So at the United States Congress, there is no Speaker of the House because the House is up for grabs. You're watching everything up for grabs in the world. And so everything now in the world is all up. The men and women of God who understand sonship, we're not talking about religion. We're not talking about denomination. We're not talking about organization. We're not talking about your clique. We're talking about men and women of God who are operating in sonship. You are sons and daughters of Elohim. You operate in the mysterious. What's supposed to have been organization is organism. What's supposed to have been denomination, you were supposed to be fluent in dimension. You supposed to be at a different place in the world right now. And that's why when they gave you the coronavirus, corona is the crown that covers the gene in the neural of the brain, which brings you to understand your molecules or the molecular system that bring you into the inner you to understand the detail of the pineal gland of the power that you are to be able to rule and reign in the earth realm. Daniel, he said, they that have the key of Daniel means you open up the door. Door in Greek and Hebrew means access in communication. You'll have access in communication in the spirit. and you be able to reveal to you all things that are going on over in Israel. All right, so it will be revealed to you. So access to be revealed to the detail so that you won't be fooled by what's going on over in Palestine, in the West Bank, in Israel, who's blocking those other countries. If you look at the map, Israel had a certain portion. They want more. And between Egypt, Israel, and the Palestinians, that land, original land, the original land, that's why they went over and over in, it's all a decoy. That's why you see what's going on in Congress. They can't even find a Speaker of the House, the colonial system. They can't, everything is up for grabs. The royal family, look at the chaos over there. All of these things. They can't find the right queen to be on the throne. That's why they got a concierge and Prince Charles sitting there. Then you have over in Vatican City, over there where the next big gigantuous move is getting ready to be made, best upon the Jesuit order. They all are. So what we are being sold is that we're coming into a one-world government. It will never happen. You hear it right here from a prophet. It will never be a one-world government, period. I prophesy that, and I will prove to you and any other person in the world who will try to sell you that. It will never be a one-world government. God would annihilate this earth before he ever let demon spirit make it a one world. He did it in Matthew and Genesis chapter number 11. I don't care how many people get encrypted with a code in their arm. It will never be a one-world government. And the church world needs to understand that, because half of the people in the church world have been sent in as decoy against leaders. Some of these people ain't even saved. They ain't serving God. They're religious people. They've been sent in institutionalized. They run from your church to another church to your ministry, institutionalized. It's almost like a decoy. And they send infiltrators into that church in your ministry. And many pastors are, these people aren't assigning, they're assassins, sent in to assassin the ministry. Now, let me go here so you can take you a little deeper so you can understand where you at right now in the earth realm and what's at stake at this time. What's at stake is a covenant that's at stake. It ain't not, have nothing to do with anything else. This is a covenant. The covenant that God made with the Jews, the original people. It's a covenant, man. It's a covenant, woman of God. It's a covenant, people. What's at stake is a covenant, and God can't alter his covenant. That's why you don't have. Every time they try to elect the Speaker of the House, they can't even get one elected. Why? Because the House is up for grabs. So between 1947 to right now, 1947 to 2023, that's 76 years. So what am I telling you? You have to understand, 1776, this is all a plan. It was a plan from the what they call the founding fathers. All of these people know that. It was given an order. And that's why while we were dealing with the coronavirus, they were preparing King Charles to be the king for coronation. The coronation to rule and reign over the sovereign nation. And he is in an illegal, unauthorized seat in the royal over there in England. And he don't have a queen. He has a concierge. Excuse me. Got a little cold. I'm just going to bring it down. So what you're seeing is called the apocalyptic phenomena. Let me break the apocalyptic phenomena down so you can understand what the major prophets are. When you read the Old Testament and you come over to what we call the major prophets, these five books and four prophets, you're watching the events that are unveiling now in Daniel, which is considered a apocalyptic book, but I'm revealing the apocalyptic phenomena of what's happening. So when you read it, you'll understand it, and you'll understand all of the details and specific details in event. You may want to share this. All right. Why is it that the book of Daniel is called a apocalyptic book when anything in the Old Testament is considered Arabic or Hebrew? Then you get the German in there, then you get German, then you get colonial system and land, and then you get colonial system. So five different. Now, listen to this so you can understand this thanks to God. Because many pastors really need to understand why they are battling when it comes to the Word of God. It's because of the revelation that they can't connect when it comes to the translation. A translator can give you a revelation. That's why when I deal with transcending and I share with people about transcending, transcend. When you go into a state of a trance, you're in a state of literally like a comatose state, trance, meditation. And in that state, God will send information, transmit, so you can transcend. When you tap into the transcending of God, He will bring you into a state of solitude in Him. Once you reach that place of solitude in God, then He will send information, transcend. And that comes to what? The Adam in you. That's where you get the book of Adam from. The Adam in the gene, the Adam in the neurological part of you. When you go into the trance, He revealed to you the atoms in you. And the atoms send a signal to what? It sends a signal to your gene. And your gene give you power to transcend, transmit cells. Cells take you to your molecules. Molecules, molecular system to bring you into your pineal gland, the smallest part of the gene in you that you give you power to transcend because of transmitted information. If they can get into your brain and give you a shot, the corona messes up your gene from properly transmitting information. That's what it was all about, Dr. Fauci. That's why they invested in your community, your city. They gave you hotspots, all of these things. And many people are dealing with things in their body based upon those things. And it was all a setup because of what's being revealed now in the earth realm. You are in a civilizational covenant, and it's all about a covenant based upon 1776, the colonial system, between 1947 and 2023 is 76 years, connected to 1776. You'll see and understand what you're up against. That's why the Gregorian calendar connects to 2023. At the end of the year, you get 6-6 on 12/31/23. You break it down, you get 6-6. Connect the dots. If you're following the Judaic calendar, 5784, what you get from there is you get the exact details. 5-7, you get 12. 84, you get 12. The tri, you get the tri. You understand the tribe that God has set. Under those tribes, under the 12 tribes, you get 6-6, 6-6. You get everything in alignment. This is total alignment based upon the Judaic calendar. The Golgarian calendar never knew this. Now it's being revealed. Vatican City right now and the Pope, they all are running scared. That's why you're watching the chaos in the United States Congress. There's no Speaker of the House because the House is up for grabs. The colonial system of the world, the royal family, all of it, all of those are in chaotic states right now. Everything is in total chaotic. The colonial system is in total chaos. So what you're watching is another decoy in the world. And it always comes back to the original people, Israel. Israel is the question I want to ask you all. Now, write this down. Put the word Israel down and then put the word, is it real what's going on? Write that down. Is real or is it real what they're doing? Because you need to understand what you're dealing with right now in the world. Is real or is it real what they're doing? Because everything is biblical fulfillment. Once you move from here and you go into the Word of God in the book of Matthew chapter 24, it's going to bring you into year 2024. You will understand. So what you have here is you have biblical total fulfillment. And it was done during the birthday of President Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was the 39th president of the United States, fulfilling the 39 books of the Old Testament, his 1978 Israel meeting with Menachem Begin, Anwar Sadat, PLO leader Yasser Arafat, and himself in Camp David. Camp David, listen to this, Camp David. He that had the key of David. What happened in Camp David in 1978? Google it, understand it. I'm revealing to you the code. Jimmy Carter is the most religious president and the oldest sitting president of the world, of the United States. He turned 99. So flip it over. You get 6-6. You get fulfillment. He's the 39th president of the United States. He fulfilled it in his birthday of October. October is a pivotal month. See, you have to understand all of what's going on in the world event and transpire. 1776 to 1976 were 100 years. All presidents are encrypted. Harry Truman know that when he did all the mess he did as a president. So everything is being revealed to you to understand. He that had the key of what? David. Why did they name Camp David, Camp David? Think about that. That's where the president go to vacation, meet secret leaders, meeting Camp David. I'm revealing to the world what we call the apocalyptic phenomena. Let me show you something. When you look at Daniel, his name means God is judge or judgment of God. We in a period where God is judging and the judgment of God is being rendered. If the world will understand this, and this is not an indictment as it relates to race, you have to understand what is at stake. How is it that J.P. Morgan, all of those banks almost lost $81 billion. I told you that was going to come to, it was going to come to pass. You ain't seen nothing yet. What's getting ready to knock on the door next month? If you looking at what you look at right now, oh no, you ain't seen it yet. What's getting ready to manifest itself in the next 60 days, you ain't seen nothing yet. Let me finish this up. Apocalyptic is a Greek word, meaning apocalypse. It literally means uncovering and disclosure of knowledge and revelation. Knowledge and relation of religious content is disclosed. Listen to this. Religious content, it is disclosed of something hidden in a vision or heavenly secrets that can be made, that can make sense in an earth reality. I am revealing to you the secrets of this Bible so it can make sense in an earth reality to you, so that you won't keep going to churches, sitting there having a pastor to hoop your flesh into more fleshly stuff. But I'm revealing to your spirit so you can tap into your gene to open up the transcend, to reveal to you the secrets of the key of David and know how to master what they didn't want you to do and call it a disaster. You will be able to master the disasters. The disasters are here, but I'm revealing to you how to master them so that you won't go through the cataclysmic events that are happening right now. And for many of you, you won't have to be saying money coming to me. You will be able to have all things yours because you're in a civilizational covenant. That's why Uganda, they wanted Uganda. They couldn't get in there. They want Palestinian. Because Uganda, all of those tons and tons of gold, the Congo, these countries over there, the rich land, all of this powerful stuff. Now, only thing they want in the United States is human lives who carry the gene. You will be in a position in the earth right now. You'll own your own bank. I'm telling you, all of this stuff that they said we don't have, it's a lie. The supply, what's happening is you don't know what you have in you. You don't know the supply and the demand of what's in you. Why are they investing in genderism? Because they don't want your gene to see the purity of who you are. So they will give you a transgender, trans, and take your gene and your gender. And they invest in, since 2011, in the movement. So what we have? We had the movement called Black Lives Matter. Well, that movement was ran by three women who were lesbians. Black Lives Matter, you have to understand that when you look in the Milky Way, it means black matter. You're talking about in the universe, the presence, the power of what's in you, and the authority for what you can't carry universally. Not all of this foolishness that people are trying to scare you with scare tactics. The power. And then they use our culture, our race, to promote their movement. And they use our race of people to promote their genderism. And we never have human rights or equal rights. We have genderism, perverted rights. And you'll never have your rights when you don't understand who you are in right standing with as original people in the land. So you have the power to know who you are. And I ain't scared of none of them. They don't shock me or move me. It's all about what you have access to university. And pastor, don't talk about that. That's why half of them at 7:30 in the morning is sitting there watching me right here. They won't come on the other side. They'll sit here and get all this information. Then they take it to their pulpits around the world and they try to break it down because of what's going on. Half of them, Jezebel, then already invaded their churches. Ahab then took control over them. But you have to understand the authority and the power. So apocalyptic, the phenomena is to understand what the biblical transition of the Word of God is from a human perspective, human body, to receive and understand the spirit world and understand it beyond cognitive ability, to move you beyond where you are at. Half of you all are being distracted by what? You all have been distracted by money when you're supposed to have connection to wealth and riches. So they'll sell you a blessing when you are the blesser. You're blessing others. You don't have to receive a blessing. You are the blessed. You are the corporate executive. In you is CEO, chief executive officer of frequency, sound, the power. That's why Eli Musk invests in many of us. He understands it. He understands the cryptocurrency. He understands all of these other currency in the land. You are in the greatest phenomena of your historical time in the land. But you are in a civilizational shifting. While you're trying to chase money, what you're missing is I'm revealing to you ideas. You are the wittiness. You are the creativity. All of the high-ranking noble family of the world knows this. They understand this. They understand 1776. Let me take you over and take you over. Let's go to Revelation 3 and 7. And to the angels of the church at Philadelphia, write these things. Philadelphia was the state capital before it became Washington, D.C. years ago. Philadelphia, I want somebody to go look this up and put it on the screen. If you find out when Philadelphia even became a state, you will be amazed. So this can't be 2,000 years ago. If Philadelphia became a state in 1600 and something, it's translation. I'm revealing to you the secret code so you can understand the power for which you have to understand the mysteria of the world. Because you ain't seen nothing yet over in Israel, or is it real? The question is, Israel, or is it real? Or is it a plot of the synagogue of Satan? They call themselves Jews, but they're not. And they suffer that spirit of Jezebel, Queen Elizabeth. Now, I ain't calling her that. I'm just letting you understand she was the best. She was one of the smoothest queens probably in history, because she knew how to protect her man and her children, even though it was chaotic. She was a soothing woman. She understood that for her 70 years on the throne. Prior to that, there were powerful queens who sat on the throne. Prior to that, before 1952, when she became queen on the throne of the sovereign nation. You don't have a queen like that. Because the queen on there is a concierge. She doesn't walk in that purity. She doesn't have it. That's why you see chaos all over the place. the apocalyptic event. So Daniel judged or judgment of God. So when you read Daniel chapter number 1, you'll understand. Thank you. 1682. Thank you. You'll understand the timetable of the events in the land of everything going on in specific detail. And in specific details, you'll know what's going on in at the United States Capitol now. There is no Speaker of the House. The House is up for grabs. And they had votes, and they still couldn't elect nobody. So here you are. You're watching. The House is up for grabs. And you're viewing in the earth realm a civilizational covenant that God made with the original Jews. And they understand it. The Middle East understand it. The Western civilization, they understand it too. The European countries, they understand it. Over in Vatican City, they understand it. All four continents understand it. What they're trying to do is they're trying to find a way to change the trajectory of human lives and the transition of a civilization. And it will not happen. And so that's why they invested from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2010, in all of these communities, integrate you, to miseducate you. You had the best doctors, lawyers, teachers, educational, banking system. You were Wall Street. You were the corporation. In 1929, when the Great Depression hit, they had the greatest movement in the world over in Tulsa and other areas. And then God, in the early 90s, gave Carlton Pearson an opportunity of a lifetime to change the trajectory of Tulsa. He had changed the economic climate with the Azusa movement. But he fell into that gender thing. See, I don't understand that. So what he did, God swept through that again, took it all away. One more time. So get ready. We're in the civilizational covenant of God. And God is going to raise up. Listen to this. He's going to raise up the sons of Issachar. And it's going to come from a Spanish background. I want y'all to see this. Those are the sons of Issachar. Indian, Native American, Issachar. And the tribunal people. I'm telling you, you're going to see it. It's already in effect. That's why they're trying to stop it now from happening. Because you're watching it in the world, a civilizational covenant in the earth realm. That's why everybody, every culture in the world have an identity crisis. Excuse me again. They have an identity crisis. So you watch it all around the world. Everybody has an identity crisis. And God is going to slowly, listen to this. You're going to watch one of the most, you will see men and women of God, ladies and gentlemen, in this civilizational covenant, you will watch the rise, and you will watch the fall of a nation. and God's hand is in it. They can go out there and mess with stratospheres, hemispheres, trochospheres, biospheres, lithospheres, heliospheres. They can tap into all of the substrata. The earth is in alliance and alignment with the axis. And that's why you're watching leaders in total utter confusion, because they made a covenant in those secret rooms that they thought will bless them. You're watching the civilizational covenant in alignment. And the colonial systems that were in place are colliding. Banking system, money system, leadership. And it's chosen on the United States Congress. You know why? Because it's a covenant that they cannot fulfill. So you're watching that literally cataclysmic event. And any of those black leadership that's in a way of what God is doing and trying to play the game, you're going to see them in their farewell season too. So that's included all of them, because you have a lot of them that think they're leading us. You ain't leading me. You ain't leading nobody. You're falling down on your feet and bowing to Baal. You have to do what you're told to do, or you will get exposed, or they'll find you in over in the Potomac River over there. Because you got to understand what's at stake here. And then for the church world, what we call the religious world, is you're watching an all-points bulletin in the earth realm for them. You're watching a major civilizational shaking in the land. Everything is in total alignment. Let me go further so you can understand. The book of Daniel, and then connecting it to Revelation chapter 3. So you won't be oblivious to what you're seeing right now. And for some of you who are scholars and studying the word of God, and it looked like, man, it's not adding up. It's not adding up. You're seeing it because God is giving you revelation. And my sound in my mouth is revealing to the gene of many of the sons and daughters. That's why you're not falling for the old way. You're not falling for the old trap and the manipulation and the deception that they're selling you. You're connecting to what's going on in the earth reality. That's what apocalyptic is all about. It's the ancient Greek word, means apocalypse, which means uncovering and disclosure of knowledge or relation to religious content. It is disclosure of something hidden in a vision or heavenly secret that can make clear understanding in the earth realm a reality. So some of you all who are where you are at, when you go into these churches or institutions, you're feeling like when you go in, you're confused and you leave confused. It has nothing to do with you. It has something to do with them, because they're confusing you. They're hyping you up. This is the sonship time, the sons of God, the daughters of God. You're connected to that. And everything is being revealed and all things are being made ready prophetically in the earth realm to the totality of the word of God. This is the fulfillment. He revealed it to you. So get ready. There will be a shaking as it is in Congress, a shaking on Pennsylvania Avenue, and a shaking in Vatican City. And what you see today, as Moses said, This Egyptian you see today, you will no longer see it. You will find out who is in control. So artificial intelligence, just keep dealing with those puppets, because it's puppetry. And for some of you all who are dealing with the juggler, be very careful that you don't get angry and raised with that juggler. And then most of you all who are dealing with these astral projections coming into your room in your dream realm, because a lot of you having these dreams and these dream realms. Some of these shots make you have these dream realms and these astral projectile spirits. And if you prophetic, you a prophetic man. You a worshiper. You a praiser. You flaunt anything that have to do with frequency. Your vocals are being attacked. In your mind, you dealing with something in your mind you ain't never thought in your whole life. You asking yourself, where is that coming from? Because you're in one of the greatest times of your life, because you're breaking through this spiritual dimension. And many of you, I'm going to use this word for you, you are in a prophetic matrix. Really mean a prophetic dimension. Some of you are way ahead. You are a lifetime ahead where they're trying to set you backwards. And that's why you can't even adjust in the earth realm. And some of you marrying and messing with some lunatics in your life, and you wonder why your body is going through what you're going through. You got all of these different germs in your body. Y'all ain't ready for me. Let me stop. Let me stop for a minute. So you trying to figure out what in the world going on. Why y'all looking at me with that tone of voice? I'm trying to help you to understand what you're dealing with in this earth realm. Because you're in a whole different dimension. And all of you sitting here like, man, why do I not fit in? Because you are in a prophetic realm. They gave y'all the Matrix Revolution. They gave you the movie. They gave it to you a couple of years ago. And look at Hollywood now. Let's look at Hollywood. Let's look at what's going on right now in the world. Some of you look, I can guarantee you right now, most of you, go ahead and share this with other people, because some of these pastors need to get this so they can understand where they're at, especially those who call themselves apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. You rather walk in that dimension. You are in sonship. You are in a total different dimension. If some of you close your eyes, God will take you into a spiritual dimension, and he will move you years down the road. You don't even know right now where you at in the earth realm. You know what the United States government called me under the Religious Act? They call him the prophet that carries secrets. Everywhere I go, agents, people who follow me, I reveal secrets. They don't even know. They can't even find out. They don't even have it on their database. It's not even in their scrolls. Because I reveal to the world all of this stuff going on. If they paid me, I wouldn't even take the deal. That was off a deal years ago, long time ago. I wouldn't take it then. I ain't going to take it now. So you can understand what's going on in the earth realm. For some of you, listen to this. For some of you, if I can really take you to a deeper realm, in a dimension in the spirit world, some of you are in an elevated place. What is 2023 really 2023? Is 5784 really 5784? Or are you far ahead than you think? See, that's the problem. Those two calendars in the spiritual dimension, we're far ahead. That's why when Daniel in chapter number one, it was not about a fast in chapter number one. The religious world told you Daniel was on a fast It was a lifestyle. That's why most of you are, your entire eating habit and appetite have changed over the last probably 5-6 years. And some of you just recently, your appetite have changed because of the chemicals of food and what's in the substance. Your brain is at a wittiness. You're moving beyond the Babylonian phenomena in the earth realm. Some of you can't even eat the food you eat. And if you did, you'd probably get sick because your body can't take that any longer because of the spiritual dimension you're in. Because of the taste that is where you are at. These next 60 days, mark it down your calendar, man of God, a woman of God. What you're getting ready to see on Pennsylvania Avenue in United States Congress, Vatican City, and over in Is It Real or Israel, where you will see what's happening. They're even talking right now. You can Google it. About the Pope in Vatican City. He can't even hold back. He was over in the Pope over there now. He was the Pope over in Argentina. He was the Pope. I mean, he was the Archbishop in Argentina. Everybody, everyone in the world know. Listen to this. The three world governments right now that are in expedition now is waiting for what's getting ready to come out of Vatican City. The Babylonian deity in the royal family is in a cataclysmic shift. The White House is in a chaotic place. And Capitol Hill, you can count it up. The House is up for grabs. They don't even know what to do. Those seven young people the young man in Florida and the other seven got the entire United States Congress up in an uproar. They don't even know what to do. The Democrats and the Republicans, because of where we are at. And those who understand the spiritual phenomena are the survivors in the earth realm. They cannot do anything. Let me finish this scripture up. Here's what he said. An angel of the church at Philadelphia, these things said, he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he openeth and shut it and open. And no man open it. I know thy what? Works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, a spiritual dimension, access in communication. And no man can shut it, for thou have little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, call which say they are Jews. You're talking about Israel right now. Everything right now, Netanyahu. All of that right now, going on now, revelation, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them a what? I will make them to come and worship before my feet and to know that I have loved thee because thou hast kept my words and my patience. Wait. Everybody trying to rush. You want me to go deep? You trying to rush for poison? I ain't gonna go there. I ain't gonna go there because some of y'all ain't ready for this morning because y'all happy you ain't been saved all your life. But if I start telling you what you've been rushing for, you'd be messed up. Let me keep moving. Also, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. The hour of temptation that would do what? Come upon all the world and try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly and hold that fast which thou hast, that no man taketh thy crown. Did y'all hear that? Let me read that verse again. Let me, all you prophetic people, underline this word right here. Underline this word. Verse number 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man can take thy crown. Coronavirus, the crown, the gene, they will not be able to steal it. It's in Revelation. Crown. Team. The 12 stones. The crown. The ruling reign. Let me read on down. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of God and the name of the city of God, which is the new Jerusalem. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all that foolish stuff, y'all know. The new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, and I will write upon him a new name. And he that has an ear, I've been talking about that, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. All seven continents. It's all in effect. No one can take your gene, your crown. You're in a pivotal place. So let them fight for their titles. They don't have the right to the covenant. And they know the covenant is in existence. 1947 to 2023 is 76 years. Put 17 to 76 and you get what? You get the colonial system. There it is. 76 years of what they were doing. I'm revealing to you who's heirs to all the wealth, the riches in the land. You are the documents from God. You're critical to the earth realm. Hands down, man of God and woman of God today. You've been chosen and selected. And that is why you're watching everything you're seeing being broken and eradicated. And only one more government is getting ready to be revealed. All the rest of them have been revealed, but you don't know they've been revealed yet. But they being revealed as we're speaking. All of the alignment of what's happening. Everything was set after October 1st, 2023. Jimmy Carter was the 39th president. Follow me. 39th president. His birthday, 99. Flip it around. You get him the total Bible fulfillment. 39 books of the Old Testament, 66 completes it. He is the oldest sitting president in history that's still here in Plains, Georgia, Peanut City means seed that's been planted. You're watching everything in manifestation. So what you see in the earth realm is the apocalyptic phenomena in preparation for what's getting ready in 2024 Gregorian calendar. That's the Catholic calendar. That's the Catholicism calendar. So watch what's going to happen in 2024 as we exit out in Vatican City. Look at what's happening in the Gregorian calendar as it relates to the original people. All of it in alignment. Many of you have been following pagan stuff for a long time, and y'all celebrating all that pagan stuff for the longest that they gave you all to celebrate. So keep on celebrating your pagan gods if you want to. That is not my call. The Holy Ghost to deal with you concerning those things. I'm telling you, you are in the breaking of the trap that have been set for your life. The trap have been broken. And you have to know that it's all coming to pass very quickly in the earth realm. Sealed, open. All of those seals are open. And when I told the world, you're getting ready to see trillions of dollars be loose. All of these overseas accounts. That's why everything broke. That's why you saw the $81 billion and all them different banks got lost because they were messing with the codes. I told y'all last month. You remember that? I told you you're going to see that. And almost $81 billion. And to be honest, the reality, it was really more than that. But they was able, listen to this, they were only able to find the $81 billion. There's still money out there missing. I'm telling you, people of God, you can write this in your archive. Some of you, you're going to wake up and you're going to be so wealthy, it's going to scare you. You're going to probably have a heart attack and somebody else will get it. I'm telling you, listen to what I'm telling you right now. You are in the biggest historical time in the civilization. And they can't even contain. That's why they're changing it. They're sending their money to different currency. You're in one of the wealthiest times of the civilization. And it's happening as we speak. They try to upgrade systems now of what's happening. And you're going to see it. It's going to happen in this civilization, this dispensation of time. And they will not be able to alter any of those plans, period, in the world. It's being loosed now. And I'm telling you, men of God, women of God, people of God, brace yourself. The stuff you said you wanted, you will live in houses you didn't build. You will drive cars you couldn't fix. You will be in places you didn't believe you would be in. You are in it now. That's why all of these distractions are going on. And especially in the United States Congress, the House is up for grab over there. Over in the royal family, it's chaos. It's unprecedented for a king to be on the throne and not have a queen. He don't supposed to have a concierge. Look at what's going on over in Vatican City over there. Right now, all of that stuff going on over there. All of them, all of those hundreds popes, all of those archbishops, That smoke screen in June sent a signal out. That's why Canada was in a battle with India, because they took the symbol of the India smoke screen and sent it from Canada here. That's why you had the Canadian leader. Go, you can Google that. The Canadian leader was in a battle with India, because the Indian said, look, you can't use our symbol. That's not in our commitment. That's not in our covenant. And they made an offer, and they gave them some money over there in India and silenced them. That's why they got quiet over there. How did Prophet Matthews know all of that? That's between me and transcending and revealing it to you so you can understand what is going on in the earth realm. Stop running after profiteers and thinking they're prophets. They can't even open up the systems of what's going on cognitively in the earth realm. I'm revealing you all things that is happening. And next week, you will see a shift in the Congress, and it will be temporary. And you will see a little news come out of Vatican City. It's already coming out right now. What's going on? So prepare yourself to propel yourself. Prophetic people. Now, those of you who are connected with us, you have to know where you at. Especially prophetic people, you're getting ready to deal with some of you getting ready to deal with what we call a gene shift, and that's the daylight saving time getting ready to change for some of you all, and so. Your pattern of sleep is going to shift for a minute, but it's lining you back up. You're going through an alignment. Some of you are going to be dealing with some alignment in your mind. So you're coming into some alignments and alliances in your mind. Now, those of you who are getting ready to see, you're getting ready to see in November. Listen to this, in November. All of you are in November. You're getting ready to see a world. It's going to be almost like a window. It's going to be a small window of what's getting ready to happen just before November 11, 11, 11. It's going to be almost like a ceasefire. You're going to see a ceasefire for a minute. It's going to be like a ceasefire. But what I'm telling, the ceasefire is to get the people to make some shifting now. Now, listen to this. The ceasefire is going to be temporary because it's going to hit again. And you're going to have a temporary ceasefire. And the ceasefire is going to be a smoke screen to what is going to manifest as we go into the new year. And so many of you all, brace yourself for the window of 2024 and 5784, 5785, because of what's going to transpire. You're going to see a major, it's almost like what happened in the 60s. You saw like the major shifting of the 60s, because the 60s they lost JFK, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and the 60s. You're gonna see the shifting, and it's almost like the leadership. But those who are in position or in placement prophetically, you're gonna understand it's a decoy. It's a decoy for what the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, thank you, Holy Spirit, is trying to do. And the Palestinian people over there, Palestine, the Palestine, Egyptian, because there's some people over in Egypt are letting some of them over there. You're gonna see a climatic cataclysmic move in the land. So prepare yourself for what's to be. All right, I want to give you all an opportunity to be a blessing. Those who've been following me in Restoration Destinies and the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, join us today. There will be a word from the Lord in the sanctuary. So I want to see you in the building today. I want everybody in the building. 10 o'clock, we got our 10 o'clock prophetic teaching going on at 10 o'clock today. So prepare yourself. Go to my Facebook page. Go to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page at 10 a.m. for the class. Everybody need to be in the building. Class going to start 10 o'clock. Those who are following us, follow us over there as well. We're fasting this week. Everybody, we're fasting this week. Those who are fasting with us, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we're doing all fruits and vegetables all week long, prepared for our church celebration and the birthday celebration coming up this week as well. I love to see you in the building, in the place. We're doing great and mighty things. Those who are partnering with us, connecting with us, if you're fasting with us, let them know you're going to fast with us all week long. Some of you, we ain't talking about dieting. We're talking about fasting and getting before the Lord and in the presence of God. So we're going to be doing that. The book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her, is ready. We're getting ready to put it on the press. It'll be out there. You can purchase the book, buy the book. It will be a blessing to your life and your life and your mind, your thought, and your will. It's going to bless you. We thank God for those who are following us on every Sunday morning, 7:30, we're teaching. Then we had 11 o'clock sanctuary, either Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio. We'd love to see you join us in San Antonio, Texas, November 12th. We'd love to see you there in the building to be part of what God is doing as we're expanding our territory and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry right here. We'd love to see you. If you're going to follow us and partner with us, please reach out to us. I have a horrendous list of people who are waiting for me to respond back to them. To connect with our ministry, please give me a minute to connect with you all. It will happen. I'm certainly will do that. I appreciate you even considering connecting with me and wanting to connect with me as a spiritual guide, a spiritual leader or covenant partner, coach, however you want to call it. You can guarantee you I'm a loyal person. I don't lose friends. Friends leave me. That's the type of person I am. I've always been like that all my life. I'm committed and dedicated to people's lives and purpose and to bring you into understanding the secret things of the kingdom of God. We're going to be dealing with some other things. Now, today, I want to let you know this. I'm going to jump on today for a few minutes later on today. It will be later on today, so look for me on Facebook. I'm going to be jumping on because I really need to reveal to you all something that God gave to me that's going to be really pivotal for many people who are in the religious world. This is really for spiritual people because what's going on, there's a battle between religion and spirituality. And that's why many people are confused in churches, because when they get into churches, they're looking for spiritual when they get in religion. And what it's doing is knocking many of your ability to prophetically flow in your gift and understand where you at. And it's going to lock in some people, because there are a lot of you all who are dealing with offenses and you don't even need to be dealing with offenses. You keep going back to issues in your life that keep you on the fence and you won't be either on or off of the fence. So I want to help you out with those areas. I won't be long. We're going to connect. All right, those of you who will be willing to sow today, last week there was some of you, last week was what we call Love Sunday. Every third Sunday is Love Sunday for me, whether Destiny Center or Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, either or. I want to give you all an opportunity to be a blessing to this ministry. I met with via my Facebook Live, Sierra Leone, and they've been having some cataclysmic events with water and flooding over there as well. And so we were able to step in and intervene to help them over there with some of the issues that they're dealing with concerning the ministry over in Sierra Leone. Some of my leadership was on with me when we met with them yesterday, and we saw the water and we saw the building. Sierra Leone, we're coming up on Sierra Leone ministry there, Dr. Apostle Bobar, and the 17 pastors. we've been connected with CLEO since 2005. So we've been 18 years with them, 18 years connected with the ministry there. So 18 years, they started in the house. Now they have a church building. Now they have a well that serves over 400,000 people. And they have a school that they're serving 154 children over in the school. So we're doing many powerful things over in Sierra Leone and the country over there as well, building and making things happen. So if you're interested in connecting with us, because many people, they're going to be reaching out to you on Facebook, and some of you got to be careful, people who want to marry you on Facebook from these countries and all of this stuff to get over here, and they already got their wives over there. And women, please be very careful about the stuff that they're going to pull on you over there, and then even some of you men's over there too. But these people already have plans to get over here, and this is how they do it. So just letting you know. All right, if you're willing to sow a seed today, I greatly appreciate it. Those of you who will partner with us today, if you're sowing your tithes and your offering, you can do that. Your tithing and your offering, you can do it via Cash App. Those of you who will sow a Jubilee seed of $50 today, I greatly appreciate it. That you would do that. I believe that it is through the work of ministry and the development of ministry, we do what we do. And it's very important for us to do that. We still have the book, Love the Unfinished Chapter. It's been here for a while. The other book is coming out that you'll be able to purchase that probably in the next week and a half. You can order it now. It's called The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. The sequel of this book, Love the Unfinished Chapter, The Master Bedroom, that will come out in 2024 because we're finishing up on the third book, Your Vision is on the Countdown. So we've been really busy moving to make things happen as we've been traveling around the United States ministering to many churches and ministry. If you love us to come to your city and minister word from the Lord, we would love to. Reach out to my office at 877-912-2027. We'll be heading to Evanston, Illinois to be with the women's conference there. We'll be with our great sister, Sister Perkins, this coming weekend in our conference in Harvey. So join us in Harvey for our conference. We're looking forward to you and you being there. You can follow us over on, you can follow us on WYCA 102.3 Tuesday night, 6:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern. Go to Rejoice 102. You can follow us Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, Rejoice 102. I want to connect with you on today, and we bless in the Lord for you and you. I know what was revealed to you today is revealing some very powerful things. I want to deal with the religious and spiritual part on tonight. So you got three pieces. You got religion, you got colonial, and you got spiritual. We're in the middle. The colonial is in between the religion and the spiritual, because that system of Nimrod is shifting the systems of these two right here. And that's why you see the United States Congress have no speaker of the House, because the House is up for grabs. So you're watching many things that are going on. All right, so bless you on today. The apocalyptic phenomena, it's coming out. Get ready. You're going to see many other things begin to manifest itself in this dispensation in timetable we're in. All right, so be a blessing today. You can do it via Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM. Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com, or you can go to PayPal at Lorraine Matthews Ministry at gmail.com. Now, if you want to go to our website, WeRestoreYou.org, you can do that as well. I appreciate you in advance, people of God and covenant partners. We'll see you in a few minutes on our live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page. If you're first-time viewers, hit the like button on those pages. Hit follow me on this page. And please, please share that with so many pastors, because many of them are at a critical place. God bless you, Apostle Manuel Bovar, who's just joining us over here. Actually, they were already watching us, but they're joining us now. We're doing many things over in that country over there for the people of God, and we thank God. Thank you, those over in Trinidad. Bless you today. Over in England, bless you today. Sierra Leone, bless you today. Those who listen to us in Ghana, over in the Ivory Coast, thank you for connecting us. London, England, thank you so much. We appreciate you all so much partnering with us. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord and continue to stay faithful to God, and God will stay faithful to you. We'll see you in the sanctuary today at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. I want to see you in the building and join us for our celebration of my birthday coming up this week. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless.
It's that time again. It's time for the Family Values Conference 2023.
The Family Values Conference 2023.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Happy birthday, sir.
It happens October 27th through 29th. Live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois.
The conference and the birthday celebration all in one.
The theme,
go big or don't go at all.
Family Values Conference. 23.
It kicks off Friday night, October 27th at 7 p.m. with Bishop Kenneth Franklin. Saturday morning, October 28th at 10 a.m. with Dr. Curtis Bozeman. Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Get ready for Bishop James Bolton.
Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Get ready to celebrate
with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews.
And again, we say, come and be anointed. Come and be moved.
Registration for this conference is free. All are welcome to attend. For more information, call 877-912-2027. Call and register now. We want to see you there.